Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Morning, it's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And that's right, I was just on David Dominguez's show a few minutes ago, of course. That was taped. I was just kidding. He didn't really make me come in at 5 o'clock in the morning and do that show. But it really kind of puts things in perspective. I mean, Thanksgiving coming up next weekend, we have a lot to be thankful for. And I tell you what, somebody who's got something to be thankful for right now is Christopher Bell. And so joining the show now is Brooklyn Green, a trackside reporter for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. How you doing?
Good. How are you, David?
I'm doing good. So what'd you think of that race last night with Christopher Bell getting it done?
I mean, it's who I predicted to win, so I wasn't that surprised. But it was a good race. Like, I mean, we talked about it before a little bit. It was a tad boring, but I mean, the ending was good. It was good to see him take that championship after a good, clean, consistent season.
Well, and Chase Briscoe had a great run. Of course, the battle with Ryan Truex actually was pretty impressive in that race as well. Austin Cindric ended up finishing third in points, which was kind of the wild card, and I didn't know if we're going to see any retaliation during the race, but Chase Briscoe getting it done, Brad Keselowski shutting in the off season, kind of surprising and, you know, kind of anticlimactic there, but like you said, I mean, it was a good race. We knew Christopher Bell was going to get it done, but let's talk a little bit about the truck race at Phoenix.
Yes,
I mean, talk about that race was also boring until what 30 to go.
Yeah. Like, the end of the second stage is when everything started. Everyone started wrecking. I was like, what is going on? Yeah, that was a super fun, entertaining race. I mean, at the beginning, it was kind of boring. But then after a while, we were having red flags, yellows. I was like, it's taking forever to get this track cleaned up, debris everywhere. But, yeah, it was definitely entertaining.
Yeah, and I think that just set the tone. What's interesting to me is Phoenix had such good races. And everything was on the line to get into that championship four. And then it almost seems like it just gets totally pushed aside, and now we're into the championship four. Likewise, over the weekend, Brittany Force, got it done. Second female title, which we're going to talk about that in just a second because I'm tired of saying stuff like that. But Shirley Muldowney back in 1982 was the first female, to win in Top Fuel. And of course, he had, Brittany Force, getting it done. Daughter of 16-time funny car champion John Force got that done. What's your thoughts on the fact that the media, and of course we're going to talk about Danica Patrick here in just a second, but talk about the media and continuing to focus on the fact that females in a male dominated sport.
You know, I listened to Danica Patrick's media press conference last night, and you know what? Somebody asked her what she wanted to be, like, what her legacy wanted to be after she was done. What she said, I want to be known for a good driver. Being a female, yeah, of course, that's obvious. That can be second, but I just want to be known for a good driver. And, you know, I think that these females, they earn their spot in this male-dominant sport. So they shouldn't be only, like, that shouldn't be their only representation as being female. I mean, they're good drivers. They earned it. I don't see why they should only, I mean, that's, like, their biggest, what they're known by.
Well, and what's neat in her announcement, of course, she's going to run the Daytona 500, but then she's also going to run the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she does have a victory in IndyCar in Japan, I believe. And so, yeah, it is one of those things where they talk about the physicality in the sport. And somebody made a fairly inappropriate joke, but I'm going to go ahead and retell it. And they were like, well, who are you rooting for? Who's going to win the points championship? And the joke was, oh, some white guy. And see, that's a perfect example because now Bubba Wallace is going to get a chance to compete at the top level. And we have to talk about him being a black man competing in this sport. I mean, that's one of those things that's like, there's a lot of good things that are going on in NASCAR, but that's one of the good, one of the things that is not good about NASCAR is it's really so one-sided.
Well, hopefully we'll get to that point where it's not like totally out of the ordinary to have females or to have African Americans, or that's what NASCAR needs to strive for. And I mean, they're taking baby steps, but let's hope that one day we won't have to stereotype those people or to only talk about them being female. You know, it'll just be normal.
Well, and baby steps. I mean, we've been at this for, you know, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, it's like retirement steps, you know, it's like, come on, guys.
And I was so happy when I found out that Bubba Wallace got signed for Richard Petty Motorsports. And then now Danica's gone. I'm like, come on, we're making baby steps. And then we take a couple steps back. But I'm like,
well, and you know, it's one of those things that they continue to also talk about how important sponsor money is, and how this is about sponsors. And I got to ask myself, okay, well, I mean, being in, you know, radio sales myself, a lot of times I'm meeting with people and they're like, oh, I'm trying to reach females.
Yeah.
So if so many businesses are trying to reach females, then I mean, you got to have females watching.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's so counterintuitive to me that if it's all about the money and it's all about the sponsorship money and people, you know, with talent can't necessarily get rides, which it totally is not true.
Yeah.
All you got to do is look at, you know, like Eric Jones. You got to look at, you know, William Byron and some of those guys. They're not sitting on a you know, a ton of money.
Yeah.
And yet they're getting opportunities. Kyle Larson. I mean, perfect example.
Yeah.
I mean, Target. You know, Target behind you. You know, Target should be. I mean, if Target's demo is females, why is a woman not driving the Target car?
Exactly.
So I don't know. And of course, we're not gonna solve these problems on this radio show. But what were some of your other takeaways of, you know, being at the track at Phoenix last week?
You know, I actually met a lot of people at Phoenix last week. I mean, shadowing Dominic Aragon, he really took me under his wing and kind of showed me like how it's all done. You know, I got to get. We talked to Dale Jr. after the race. We talked to Noah Gragson. We talked to I was there when they talked to Christopher Bell. I was right next to him. You know, it's really awesome to just be able to use you and Dom as like inspiration and to really follow you guys and to learn from you guys. And, you know, it's always awesome being at the racetrack. You always are learning something new. I mean, I've been around racing forever and you think you know it all. And then you go out there and it's like, wow, it's a whole different world. And there's so much to learn.
Well, and I think the best advice I could give anybody that wants to get into it is, first, you got to show up, and two, you got to show some enthusiasm.
Yep.
And one thing that's always blown my mind is to walk into Media Center and see some of those guys that never leave their seats.
Yes.
You know,
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's like, well, all the action's down there.
Yeah, like the whole time I'm walking around, and then I'm like, I go into the media room for like 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'll watch that interview, and then I'm back out. Like, I like to be around and to get my name out there, to talk to new people. Yeah.
Yeah, and I that's one thing. And of course, Phoenix being because it's only a 1 mile track, it's easier to get around.
Yeah.
I will tell you that you get a chance to go to the Daytona 500, and we're going to see if we can get you there in February of next year. But at 2 mile, 2.5 mile track, super speedway, it's a lot harder to get around.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, even Charlotte was kind of. I mean, it was much more open than Phoenix. Phoenix was very crowded.
Yeah.
Everyone was everywhere. Yeah.
What about the construction that was going on? Did you guys get a chance to see any of that?
Well, we walked around the perimeter of the track a couple times. And honestly, it wasn't like that. The construction wasn't like in the way or anything like that. I mean, you could tell it was going on, but I mean, it looked nice so far. I'm excited to see it next year and to see how the track comes along. But yeah, the construction wasn't really in the way.
Well, they're so professional at how we're doing that. All right, so coming up later in the show, we've got a neat interview we did with SiriusXM NASCAR Channel 90's producer, Brandon Caldwell, who actually had been in this studio back in 2014. I took a trip across the United States with the family, probably not the greatest idea, but we're still together, so that's fantastic. But he actually co-hosted with Dominic Aragon. So see what he was able to do is working as a producer on Front Stretch, of course, the Fantasy Preview, and Happy Hours, which is the Kevin Harvick show that's on NASCAR Channel 90. So coming up is that interview. Also, we're going to be going live trackside with Isabel Gonzalez. And of course, a lot of you know she does a lot of soccer stuff locally, but she's out there covering for the racing experts and, of course, for us with the Championship 4 weekend. And also, we're going to catch up with journalist and photographer Matt Corson live. And we're going to find out with him, are any drivers going to spoil the party? Or who will win the 2017 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series finale? We got a whole lot more coming up. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Daniel Hemrick, driver number 21 Chevrolet Camaro for RCR. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Spoke on ESPN Radio, 1017, The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Berlin, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Experience the atmosphere of a true Celtic pub right here in New Mexico. Two Phil's Tavern whisks you across the pond into the heart of Dublin or Scotland's Glasgow. Enjoy our extensive menu with fine pub fare, including Two Phil's award-winning fish and chips, while sipping on one of our extensive craft beers, or explore one of the largest whiskey selections, including over 100 single malt scotches. Two Phil's Tavern, proud sponsor of Lobo Soccer, located on Central in Nob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Car Crafters now has locations all around Albuquerque and two locations in Rio Rancho.
So no matter what side of town I'm on, I can find a Car Crafters close by?
That's right. Car Crafters is locally owned and recognized as Best of the City by Albuquerque the Magazine for collision repair.
That's awesome. I love supporting the local business.
Car Crafters is a corporate partner of the Lobos, proudly serving New Mexico for over 35 years.
Car Crafters, it's like it never.
Marathon Mechanical Services goes the extra mile to keep your plumbing, air conditioning, and drains running smooth. From AC conversion and tankless water heaters to 24-hour AC plumbing and drain repair, call Marathon Mechanical, 366-1785, 366-1785.
Casino at the Downs, winning Wheels of Cash Monday through Friday, noon to 10 p.m. Win your share of $120,000 by playing your favorite games. Only at Casino at the Downs, your home for winning entertainment, Louisiana and Central, 1 mile south of ABQ Uptown.
At Napa Independent Auto Care Centers, we care. Change your oil. Change a life benefiting the UNM Children's Hospital, a Children's Miracle Network hospital. Participating Albuquerque and Rio Rancho area Napa Independent Auto Care Centers will donate $6 on your behalf when you have your oil changed till November 30th. Napa Independent Auto Care Centers provide Napa know-how backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. AutoCareNM.com for participating Napa Independent Auto Care Centers. Change your oil. Change a life today.
Do you feel stuck with your ugly stucco? Now's the time to replace your home stucco with Dream Style Stucco. Call now and receive $1,000 off and 18 months no money down, no payments, and no interest. Dream Style Stucco offers authentic maintenance-free traditional stucco or high-quality synthetic stucco which repels water and dirt. You'll have the best-looking home on the block with new stucco from Dream Style Stucco. Call now or visit DreamStyleStucco.com to schedule your free in-home consultation.
Boogity, boogity, boogity!
This is Earl Walker, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And doing radio is so fascinating because you get to meet so many different people along the way. And sometimes, those people rise to, some real heights. And inviting in the show right now is Brandon Caldwell. He's a producer with several different shows, including The Late Shift and Front Stretch and the Fantasy Racing Preview. And one of my personal favorites, the associate producer for Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick. And so joining the show now is Brandon Caldwell with SiriusXM. How you doing, man?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I know that you came in 1 week then when I was actually out of town, and you co-hosted with Dominic Aragon. So, I got to ask you, what did you think of the Unser Museum while you were in town?
Oh, I thought it was great. You know, there's a lot of things I know a lot about racing. There's a lot of things that I think I know, and then when you go into one of those museums, you learn so much more. And so it was awesome to see all the cars there, and I actually got to meet Big Al, which was really awesome to do, and it was really fun to go in there and meet those guys and talk about, you know, my favorite thing, racing.
Absolutely. So you got to tell me, how did the opportunity with SiriusXM come together?
Well, I was, you know, I interned there in 2013, my last year of college, and I applied for a position not that long afterwards with the NASCAR station, and I was always told by a professor in college, apply for the jobs that you're not qualified for. And I knew I wasn't qualified for this position, but somehow my resume got on my current boss's desk at the time, and he said to me, you know, he interviewed me and said, you don't really have the experience that we're looking for, but your NASCAR knowledge has blown me away. So, you know, I'll keep you in mind. And so then I grew up in New Jersey, so there's a New York hub, and I applied for a job in the sports newsroom up there, and I mentioned his name, and I got in there and started working shows like on Chris Mad Dog Russo's show and on his channel there, Mad Dog Sports Radio, started doing shows on there, and I got the experience needed, and about a year and a half later, about 14 months later, they offered me a position down here in Washington, D.C. for the NASCAR station, and I've been here since March of last year.
That's fantastic. So talk about the producer position with kind of like the Late Shift and the Front Stretch. What all is involved on the production front end to produce a show like that?
Well, on the Front Stretch, you know, you got to do all kinds of different, you know, we have different rejoins. I mean, you know, for somebody who's not in radio, it might be a little bit hard to explain, but a rejoin is when you come out of a commercial break. You put all of that in there. I'm very involved in booking guests. You know, I'll probably start earlier in the week, because his shows are on Saturday and Sunday, about trying to book guests, different drivers or crew chiefs or media members to come on the show, making promos, 30-second promos for the shows as well, putting together all kinds of different automated shows. We're going to do our best of stuff coming up here with the holidays on Thanksgiving and Christmas weekends coming up, so we're going to have all of that air as well during that time. So that's a lot of work to do all of that stuff. And then obviously probably the most important thing is coming up with content, which can be difficult sometimes, and especially in the off season. But during the season, there's been a lot to talk about this year. Last year, I think we kind of got a gift in the off season when Carl Edwards retired, so that carried us through. But you know, there's that can be the challenge in the off season, is coming up with good, relevant content that initiates conversation, is entertaining for the listener.
Well, and I think that there's been a tremendous amount of content talking about rules, rule changes, different things that have gone on with basically explaining stage racing and the impact of how those points have played into what's going to be a fantastic championship four weekend. But being a numbers guy, involved in this fantasy racing preview, and of course with Brendan gone, I mean, that guy is a ton of fun. Talk a little bit about prepping for that show.
Oh yeah, well, I always go through, and we get a rotation of guests on the show. You know, sometimes Matthew Willis, sometimes, you know, we got a bunch of different other people that we bring on the show as well. And it's an hour long. We give the guys a lot of statistics to get through the show, you know, all the fantasy stuff. But the most important thing, especially with this year, is it's funny how different leagues, different fantasy leagues have different point scoring systems. So, in some leagues, the stage points have mattered, in some leagues they haven't. So the big, most important thing is knowing when the stages end, and knowing, okay, well, this guy's starting, you know, 40th.
Right.
Can he get into a point where he can get stage points, you know, in the first stage after, let's say, 60 laps? And so that's an interesting little thing, nugget that you have to look at, and that when you throw it into the, you know, the research there and go, okay, well, and, well, that guy can't get stage points because he's starting too far back. And then, you know, with the problems we've had with inspection this year, you know, you've had a lot of big name drivers misqualifying. And so that puts them in the back of the field. And so you have to look at that too when you're going into a fantasy show where, okay, this guy's starting in the back. And this guy's not. And then also the opposite, well, not the opposite, but something similar to that is if a driver is qualified 18th, but then makes adjustments, that aren't approved by NASCAR and they have to go to the back. Well, they're credited with the 18th starting position. They're not credited with starting 40th if they go to the back. So that's all you have to look at that and say, well, if he finishes 19th, I'm losing points. So that's a whole other thing you have to look at. And that's some of the interesting stuff that we look at and say, okay, when we're putting together our fantasy show, that's what we need to look at for sure.
You know, I really appreciate you saying that because I've often wondered that, you know, because, you know, basically when the starting lineup is set up, and this is with local short tracks, I mean, it's set. I mean, the first lap, I mean, you could change position on the second lap, but the first lap is basically in the system. That's how they load the system. So I appreciate you explaining that. That's amazing. One of the shows I always look forward to is on Tuesday nights, of course, Happy Hours. And what that's got to do, I know you're involved as an associate producer. What does it take to be able to get into somebody's busy schedule like Kevin Harvick? I mean, to have time. And, of course, yesterday's or on Tuesday's show, I lost track of whatever day this week it is. But earlier this week, he was talking about that he really wanted to do this show, even though he had all of the appearances that he needed to make on behalf of being in that final that championship four, but yet he really wanted to do the show this week. Talk about maybe some unique things that come with that show that's maybe different than doing your other regular shows.
Well, it's probably the most high-profile show that we've had on our station, you know, in a long time because, you know, we've had Tony Stewart live before when he was an active race car driver in the series, but that was only once in a while. This is every other week with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakum. And you know, Kevin had to actually, you're right, he did, you know, it was Thursday that the show aired because he had to be on, I think, Jimmy Fallon this
right.
week on Tuesday because he's in the playoff four, championship four. So they had to shuffle some things around. And it's very difficult, you know, I think logistically to make it all of it work, but we've been able to make it work. My boss, Daniel Norwood, goes down there, makes sure it all is working and everything goes smoothly there. And me and Chris Turlop's the producer of the show. He does a good job with it as well. So it's a lot of fun to work with a driver like Kevin Harvick. Some of the conversations you have in the middle of the breaks are even better than sometimes you hear them on the air. But it's a blast, and to make it to work on that big profile of a show with Kevin Harvick and just hearing his insight of racing every single week that he's on the show is really great, and it's something that we never really have. You know, we have a lot of retired drivers on. We have a lot of drivers that, you know, run every now and again. Brendan Gaughan runs in the Xfinity Series, does the fantasy show for us. You know, Regan Smith runs in the Truck Series every now and then. He's a fill-in host. But to have a full-time driver who's now competing for the championship in the Monster Energy Cup Series, already a series champion one time over in 2014, is really something special, and it's something that we really enjoy working on.
Do you feel like we'll probably see more programming like that going forward?
I do. Kevin, I think, I do think that because I think when some drivers are looking at the future of the sport, you know, looking at their future, what happens in life after NASCAR, they may want that experience, you know, to get that experience to get into the field of broadcasting afterwards. And also I think it's important, and here's a big thing. You know, the new Drivers Council that's out there and the Owners Council, the Race Team Alliance and all that, they only know what they know. So they can only know, okay, well, from the ownership side, this is what I see, and from the driver's side, this is what I see. In a show like this, you know, Kevin can now say, well, you know what? We think this way as drivers, but you know what? The fans actually think a totally different way, and I've learned that on my show. So I think it could be beneficial for sure to go forward, going forward.
Well, and I think also when we talk about how important sponsors and sponsor exposure is, what a great platform to be able to continue or expand that spokesman and actually build that brand loyalty. You mentioned Turlop as a part of this show. The energy between Dave Moody and Turloff, especially at the start of every show, I think is really neat. It's something else that brings what kind of feedback do you get and just kind of the personalities between the hosts?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you're on NASCAR radio, and you think that, okay, all the fans want to listen to is NASCAR, and all the fans want to listen to is all about motorsports, and then that sometimes is their favorite part of the show.
Right.
Because it's about things that, you know, kind of gets you, lets you into the light a little bit of SiriusXM and what goes on in our station, and, you know, gives you the personalities of everybody, and kind of think, I think it realizes, it makes everybody real. You know, that Moody's a real person, that Chris Turloff's an actual real person, and they have real issues and all of that, and I think that really helps the show. I think, you know, people, we've gotten such good feedback from that segment. I think it's been a surprise because, you know, we are on NASCAR radio, and I think people, like, most people would probably be like, oh, well, I think you would think that, hey, it's not about NASCAR. People would be like, oh, just get back to NASCAR. But for 15 minutes or whatever, sometimes maybe a little bit longer, I think people really do enjoy that as part of the show, and then Moody gets right into it. So it is a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. I think they spent 15 minutes on a haircut a couple of months ago.
Right.
It was absolutely hilarious. All right. Well, hey, Brandon, how can people follow you? How can people kind of keep up with your work and talk a little bit about where they can catch up with the NASCAR channel on SiriusXM?
Well, I'm at Brandon Caldwell on Twitter. I probably don't have a lot of Twitter followers. I'm not that active, and I don't speak very much. I'll be honest with you. I'm sort of an old school guy. Maybe that's why I love NASCAR so much. We will have all the action from Homestead on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio Channel 90. It's the free listening event right now, so you know all. Even ones that aren't active, radios can turn on and you can listen to all the action this weekend on SiriusXM 90. It should be a lot of fun, and you know, the four drivers in the Cup Series that are going forward are four unique drivers. There's one guy that hasn't won a championship, but the other three drivers have. So that should be a lot of fun. You know, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch all going for one title here. And I love the way the stage points and the stage racing, David, has changed things, I think. You know, I think we're really rewarding now the best four drivers of the season. Kevin maybe wasn't so great early on in the year, but got hot late. Brad's been very consistent all year. Kyle Busch wasn't so hot early on, but has really had a nice second half. And Truex has been great all year long. So those four, I think we're definitely probably, other than maybe Kyle Larson, we're probably the four best at any given time over the course of the year. And it really rewards different people that have strategically worked their way into this different ways. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I totally agree. And I really appreciate you coming on this morning, man.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we'll have to catch up with you again soon. That was Brandon Caldwell. He's with the NASCAR channel, Channel 90 on SiriusXM. And, of course, you know, been a friend of the show for years. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
The savings continue, and now is the best time to get into a new Hyundai at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall. Check out the 2017 Sonatas, over $6,000 in discounts and incentives, and priced at $17,950. The 17 Hyundai Elantra starts at only $14,950, and the 2017 Hyundai Accents are $12,950. And get America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai, and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. See stores for details.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. Try the new spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's meat and cheese board. Perfect game day shareables. Twin Peaks full service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice cold mugs. Enjoy a Bud Light today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Guns. Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
Don't miss the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the Expo New Mexico. Two semi-truckloads of wholesale ammo with no limit on quantity. Shop our massive selection of firearms, mags, knives, and ammo. Doorbuster prizes for the first 400 people through the door. Win one of four guns given away. It's the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, so you know it'll be good.
Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
Trucks and Bucks is happening at San Felipe Casino. Drawings every Sunday at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. with cash prizes during the 7 p.m. drawings. On November 26th, don't miss your chance to win a brand new Chevy Colorado. Hot Seat cash drawings are Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m. with a chance to win up to $300 in quick cash. 4, 11, 18, and 25 times point multipliers are back. Some restrictions apply. See Players Club for full details. Great prizes and great fun at San Felipe Casino. I-25, exit 252.
Autumn is a great time of year to get out and enjoy your state parks. Waterfowl are migrating and salmon are spawning. Did you know that in New Mexico, more hunters and anglers are killed each year by drowning than gunshot wounds when out on the water? State park officials want to remind hunters and anglers to boat safe and smart during the fall season by following a few simple tips. Life jackets save lives. Always wear your life jacket. Never boat under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Know the weather forecast and take a free boating safety class. Boat safe. Boat smart. For more information, visit nmparks.com or call 888-NM-PARKS.
At U.S. Eagle, we believe that your money should be, well, safe. You work hard for your money. At U.S. Eagle, we think that we should too. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union. Discover the better way to bank. USEagleFCU.org.
Learn the story of the atomic age at the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History, Albuquerque's Smithsonian-affiliated museum. View historic aircraft in a 9-acre outdoor exhibit area and become engulfed in history and science. Open daily from 9 to 5. For more information, visit nuclearmuseum.org.
Albuquerque. This is William Byron, driver with number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So excited that we have liners from three of the four drivers that are actually in the championship for in Xfinity. And, of course, Martin Truex gave us a liner a couple of years ago. So, of course, you know, we're rooting for him. But quick programming note, coming up 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., you got the Henry T. Show with, of course, the legend Henry Tafoya. 1:30, we're going to have Kansas State versus number 10 Oklahoma State. At 6 p.m., UCLA versus number 12 USC. And, of course, for your NFL pleasure, on Sunday, 11 a.m., we got the Rams versus the Vikings, 2:30, Bengals versus Broncos, and 6:30, Eagles versus Cowboys. And make sure you tune in Monday, November 20th at 4 p.m. for the Locker Room with Bob Brown so he can catch you up on all of the things that are going on. All right, so, of course, the drag racing season has finished out at Albuquerque Dragway. It was another fantastic season, and I can't wait for the schedule for 2018 to come out because it's only going to get better out there. And, of course, whenever you talk about drag racing, you think about Yearwood Performance. And, you know, that has been your home since 1968 for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. As a matter of fact, coming out in the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine, coming out in about a week or so, there's a great article from Jim Costa on what you do in the off season to get yourself ready. Because as all athletes know, you train a year round, you know, for those opportunities. And so you need to be getting your car ready now for next season if you want to compete. And of course, you know, they had the King of the Track just last weekend, and congratulations to all the winners there on their season championships. But Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank on the east side, and on the west side now, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. Also, you want to know all the cool things that are going on around the state, pick up a free copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's a monthly color magazine with all kinds of great stuff in it, including a list of all the New Mexico car clubs. You can pick up your free copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, as well as Las Lunas, Belen, and even down in Socorro. Check out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine has been a local favorite for over 7 years. Pick up a copy today. All right, so we're heading out to the track now, and joining us is Isabel Gonzalez. You're doing some duty for TRE, but also for ESPN Radio Albuquerque. How you doing, Isabel?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I tell you, what was awesome was your question for the panel of the championship four in the Monster Energy Cup, and you asked them to limit it to one word to describe their whole season. And I tell you what, you know what was, I think, even more impressive was that they actually did it. They actually had to think about one word. So what has been some of the things that has been going on in Media Center? What was that like to ask a question to that panel?
Honestly, going in, I wasn't sure if I was going to or not, because I'm still super new to the sport and
right.
I knew how big of a deal this was. But I told myself, you know, like, this would be a really good question. Like, it would be really good just to kind of get an insight on their thoughts of the season and how they're feeling right now. And I just thought I would go for it, and everyone liked it. I thought it was a really cool question. Just their answers were pretty good, and I had fun with it.
Yeah, I thought that they were very insightful. So, of course, you do a lot of local reporting around soccer. Talk a little bit about maybe some differences in how you approach covering motor racing than soccer.
Oh, it's completely different, of course. Just the way the sports are, they're not really that similar in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
And like I said, I mean, I do it a lot in New Mexico. So with soccer, I kind of know all the background stuff, and like, I know how the team works and specific players. And with NASCAR, it's more like little teams, because every driver is a different team kind of thing. So I just take a lot more notes, and it's a little bit slower when the race is actually happening than like soccer or basketball or football. So I have a lot more time to kind of take things in and look at previous stats, so I can look at patterns that have happened throughout years.
Well, that extreme, you're absolutely right. What's interesting is a lot of people don't realize that it's a little bit different for the media during the race, you know, mm-hmm. because as the fan and watching the action and stuff, there's not a lot of play-by-play that we're doing for what we're doing. But in your local soccer coverage, how can people, like, check out what you're working on? It's kind of the off-season a little bit. Do you have any plans for what the next soccer season is going to look like for you?
No, I'm still looking at a few different options right now, but nothing's really set yet. Like, it's still a little bit too early for me. So, yeah, I'm probably not going to talk about it yet. But
yeah.
I
was going to say that's down the road a little bit. But being in the media center yesterday, Danica Patrick, with her announcement that she's going to be stepping aside from full-time driving, talk a little bit about, one, as a woman, they're experiencing basically a pioneer in our sport. And to see her emotion with her stepping aside.
Well, so as you know, I haven't followed NASCAR for very long, but I knew who she was.
Exactly.
Like, everyone knows who she was. And I think, even though she doesn't have like the best record for wins and stuff, I think it's just exciting to see everything she's done. And she's kind of an inspiration to a lot of people. And it's kind of cool and shocking for me to be there when she's announcing that. But
did it strike you a little bit because you knew who she was, that mm-hmm. that to see the level of impact that she's made, because she's, you know, one of, you know, 40 drivers, but she's the only woman in the field, and she's the only active female driver in basically in the history of NASCAR.
Yeah, I wish there were more women. That would be really awesome to see, but I think she did a really good job just showing that women can do it too.
Absolutely.
She just seems like a really cool person, and everything she's achieved and just the way she is. I think, you know, the sport is definitely going to miss her, but, you know, hopefully there will be more women coming in, and it would just be more normal to see them on the track, I guess.
How much difference was there in energy between, because I know you were at Phoenix last weekend, and now you're here for the finale. There was a lot of build up, of course, because, you know, all of the divisions were eliminating drivers to getting into their championship four. What was the difference, or is there any difference in energy level between the two weekends?
Well, last weekend, obviously everyone was just super nervous. There was a lot of pressure because they wanted to get in. So you could just feel that. There was a lot of tension in the air. And this week, I feel like, is based a lot on just the excitement of it. Even I'm pumped about it because it's kind of like their Super Bowl, you know, it's like the final game and championship. So it's really cool. Just the fans here, everyone's just, I don't know, just pumped about it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because you referenced the Super Bowl. I was just thinking today, of course, Kevin Harvick does a show on Sirius XM Channel 90 on the NASCAR channel, which is a great access to actually have a driver, and not only that, a driver that's competing in the championship four. His show is typically on Tuesday nights. They had to move it to Thursday night because of all of the media availabilities they have. What are your thoughts? One, you know, the Super Bowl, there's 2 weeks between the championship game and then the Super Bowl. I mean, should there actually be a week in between here? Now, granted, the guys probably don't want to race after Thanksgiving, which is why, but I think with all the additional media and all the additional attention, they probably could have a week in between the races. I mean, what are your thoughts? Is there just so much activity that just helps with the buildup, or do you think that, you know, having another week might actually help the exposure of the final?
I think it could go either way. I mean, obviously the buildup is the most important thing for anything, really.
Uh-huh.
But it's just kind of like, if there was more time in between, just what, how does that help? Like, would fans have other stuff to look at, or is it more of a prep thing? I don't think I have an opinion either way. But.
Well, then let me ask you this, because as an athlete, one of the things that you like is consistency. You know, you practice, mm-hmm. you know, certain days, your game day typically looks the same. You know, is it harder on the athlete than to all of a sudden have that week, an additional week off, when they're used to basically running week to week?
Well, I mean, I'm an athlete myself too, and I feel like you appreciate that extra time.
Right.
But it's all about using that time wisely, because you can either freak yourself out, or you could use it to train more and just mentally prepare, or even just relaxing. I think that's a really great thing to do before something big coming up.
Awesome. Fair analysis. Hey, thank you very much for coming on this morning, and enjoy the race today. And of course the big finale in Monster Energy on Sunday.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to be going back out to the track and catching up with Matt Corson here in just a little bit, because we're going to talk about the championship four in the Monster Energy Cup. But I tell you, I think it is significant, the changes that are going on, because you look at, of course, all season you had Dale Jr. that we knew he was retiring. All of a sudden, Matt Kenseth announces that he has no plans for 2018, so he probably won't be in a car. So he didn't get as much of that opportunity to say goodbye. And then, of course, Danica Patrick, we kind of all knew that it was coming to this, but we never really known. And so all of a sudden we get down to that final race. So going to be a lot of changes, a lot of different faces in 2018. And that's why we have this show, so we can help you, guide you through all that stuff and tell you where everybody's going. But hang on the other side, we're going to be going back out to Miami and Homestead Speedway and getting you some more information. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
I'm as free as a bird now.
listening to the ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Ice, snow, rain, and 24-hour holiday music. Winter throws a lot at you. That's why Napa has ExactFit wiper blades for $10 off per pair. These durable, long-lasting blades will help you defend against winter's worst, holiday music not included. So save $10 today with Napa ExactFit wiper blades. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
The 2017 Dallas Cowboys are heard here.
Snap to Prescott. Standing and running out right. He can run. He stumbles. He gets up. He runs to the five. He runs to the pylon. Touchdown, Prescott.
This Sunday, it's an NFL tripleheader. Rams versus Vikings at 11. Bengals versus Broncos at 2:30. And Eagles versus Cowboys at 6:30. Sponsored by U.S. Federal Credit Union, Papa John's Pizza, Mesa Tractor, JPR Decorative Gravel, and Sinlaw, New Mexico. On ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Win your share of $600,000 in Route 66's Cornucopia of Cash every Saturday in November. Four contestants hourly from 6 to 9 p.m. will spin the big wheel to win guaranteed cash only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Matanza New Mexico Local Beer Kitchen has a grand selection of over 100 New Mexico-made craft beers and wines. Enjoy with locally inspired dishes using fresh and local ingredients. Matanza in Nob Hill and now open on the west side near Cottonwood Mall. Visit MatanzaNM.com.
All aboard! Where are you heading?
I'm on my way to Santa Ana Star Casino.
Well, that means you're on track for some fun.
That's right. Santa Ana Star Casino is going full steam ahead with the $100,000 Conductor's Cash Giveaway.
That's the ticket.
Every Saturday, three lucky winners each have a chance to win $100,000.
The $100,000 Conductor's Cash Giveaway. Chugging along now at Santa Ana Star Casino. New Mexico's best bet.
I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
What's up?
It's our anniversary, and I have no idea what to get her.
That's always tough. For our last anniversary, I grabbed her old diamond bracelet that she no longer wears because it's beat up and old. I took it to Shelton Jewelers, had the diamonds pulled, and remade into a necklace. She was thrilled, and it was less strenuous on my wallet.
Great idea. Where'd you go?
Shelton Jewelers, man. On Montgomery in Louisiana. For 33 years, and they're local.
On my way.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how well your car insurance will really take care of you? If so, call me today, State Farm Agent Art Sandoval. I can help you get to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of people who've had claims at State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Call me today, Art Sandoval, 338-0300, 338-0300. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be to get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.17. We're going to get right back out to the track, and joining us is Matt Corson with theracingexperts.com. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
I'm doing well, David. Good morning.
Good morning. I tell you, I was just talking to Isabel and thought that, man, we need another week in between because there are so many big stories that I don't want to get away from the fact that we really need to talk about the championship four. But, I mean, Martin Truex almost had the pole and it got stolen from with Denny Hamlin right at the last minute. Dale Earnhardt Jr., his career basically coming to an end on Sunday. Danica Patrick, her announcement that she's going to step away full-time. It's great to see she's going to run the Daytona and the Indy 500, but so many things to talk about. And yet we got to knock this all down to 10 minutes. So let's try and focus here on the championship four and a lot of great stories. You got three former champions that are going into this. And of course you got Martin Truex, who's the odds on favorite to win this. It has not won it before. With your crystal ball, what do you see happening on Sunday?
So you know me, I like to look at numbers and yep. past races and everything. And one thing that I did find really interesting is that you know how Martin Truex Jr. has gone out the gate and dominated most of the races this year. Well, at Homestead, he's only led 19 laps in the last six races.
Wow.
And he also has three consecutive races outside the top 10 at Homestead because he was involved in that crash with about four or five to go last year at Homestead that collected Carl Edwards and Joey Logano.
Right.
But three races outside the top 10 and only 19 laps led out front. That's very concerning for me, at least for him. And it's not very looking promising, you know, and he's had a Cinderella season. I can just already see that he would be devastated to not win after a season like this. And when Isabel asked the question of how the one word that's all they've been doing, and Martin Truex sounded amazing, and everybody else was like long and tiring and trying, and he said amazing. He was like the only one that was really positive about it.
Well, and I think that that's one of the things that I've always loved about Truex. One, I mean, his character of what happened in Richmond several years ago, losing a ride. These are not necessarily things are out of his control. You know, Sherry and the story with his girlfriend and fighting cancer. I mean, the team, you know, lost him into a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. The punches that this team has taken, and he says amazing. And you see the gratitude in him. I mean, to me, that's one of the best stories. When you contrast it to, say, you know, Kyle Busch, to just take a look at Kyle Busch. I mean, Kyle Busch, rowdy, you know, he hates to lose, all of these, you know, negative characteristics that we talk about, you know, with people and interpersonal communication. Kevin Harvick, who of course can, you know, can also state his opinion, loves to get under people's skin, but also a reason he's successful. Brad Keselowski, bad Brad Keselowski, you know, with the mouth on that guy. You know, so, I mean, it is. It's sort of like all the villains against the hero. And yet,
as
you pointed out, it still could be hard for the hero to get it done, which makes this story so compelling.
Exactly. And another team facing issues this weekend, and one thing I did want to say first is that every weekend you ask me to come on and you ask me to give you a pick to who's going to win the race.
Right.
Well, I think what's going to come down to this weekend is whoever wins the race. And I don't really approach this race any different before. I look at the statistics on the track and look at who has the best shot at winning. And that's how the championship playoff format is decided. Whoever can finish in front of the other. So whoever can stay out front, lead the most laps, and hopefully stay in the front. But I can tell you, this race comes down to four tires with the four-lap shootout at the end, there is no telling what's going to happen, similar to what happened last year.
So I got to ask you, that NASCAR has been lucky that the last, you know, since we've gone to this format, you know, the winner has won the race, was the winner of the race in Miami. Statistically speaking, we're due for somebody else to win this race. Who else could that be, or do you not see it coming down that way?
Yeah, so I'm keeping an eye on that 11 of Denny Hamlin and his FedEx Toyota. He, misfortune last weekend, he said yesterday in his press conference that he made a mistake at Martinsville and Chase Elliott did not make a mistake at Phoenix. So I believe that Denny Hamlin, although he can't win the championship because he's came so close, and I quote, close over the last couple years, I think he's just going to get redemption. And I believe there was a couple years ago, Denny Hamlin won the race and somebody else won the championship. I believe that might have been back in 2013. Don't quote me on that.
Well,
but Denny Hamlin can definitely play spoiler at Homestead.
I do believe you're absolutely right, and which is funny because it's before we went to this particular style of format, the elimination format. But anyway, I think that when you look at the truck race on Friday night, there was definitely I need to be concerned about the other drivers that I'm competing with. And secondarily is winning the race. With these guys, the Monster Energy cup level. I have a feeling that it all matters. And if you look at the mile and a half tracks in just this season, the edge has to go to Truex. I mean, he's won six races at mile and a half tracks with seven total victories. Now, he hasn't, the last couple of weeks haven't necessarily ended the way he wanted, but he's been competitive. And been right there. So, I mean, overall, as a resume for this season, I got to say that Martin Truex has got to have one of the best resumes for the season. But that's why we run the race, because Brad Keselowski is in this race, and Roger Penske plays to win. Kevin Harvick knows how to win and is willing to put somebody in the wall to do it. And then, of course, we all know Kyle Busch. So I tell you, this is super, super exciting.
Right. And you've mentioned Brad Keselowski, and there's some drama coming out of that team this weekend because they're during the opening practice yesterday, the number two team was experiencing some brake issues. So they only ran about five laps during practice, and they ended up posting a speed of 21st on the speed charts.
Wow.
And I asked him after his fifth place qualifying effort, I said, are you concerned about the race? Like, has your team been able to resolve those issues? And his response was that, unfortunately not, and that it's definitely something to be concerned about.
Wow.
So could something mechanical happen and take Keselowski out and make it a three-man race on Sunday?
Absolutely could. All right, Matt, thank you very much. Sorry for such short time, but really appreciate you joining the show and appreciate you coming on live. So enjoy the race tomorrow.
I sure will. Thank you, and hope you can enjoy it back home.
I will, absolutely. All right, well, that's another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I want to thank Brooklyn Green, Kelly Watson, and Alex, and I'm not going to try and pronounce your last name. Alex, but thank you for joining the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
Your New Mexico owned and operated station, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.